Church Bibles. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Melis. Well done. Right.
Our second reading today is John 10, verses 1 to 10, and it can be found in the Church Bibles on page 1076. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his sheep, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Brilliantly read again. Well done. Please be seated. And Claire.
That was beautiful. Thank you for that. That was lovely. Okay, so let's pray. Lord, still our minds now as we come to your word. Reveal new things and spiritual opportunities to us today by your Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, I recently drove one of my daughters up into Supercan because she was working at an event in a big mansion there during the Lions Festival. Now, if you know Supercan, you'll know that it has a super view down onto the Bay of Cannes, and it is full of super big villas with super tall trees and super modern security cameras. And you might also have noticed that it has super high, super strong gates. Now, this is my attempt to represent those gates. I hope you can see from over there. Can you see okay? There you go, just imagine. All right, there's the super high gates. Now, in fact, there were gates at every single house entrance. So the place where my daughter was working had a super big, tall gate too. So I got out of the car and I had a bit of a conversation with a woman in charge at the gate. And the conversation went a little like this. Hi there. I was hoping I could just get through the gate. Just a quick minute, I promise, just to see the lovely view.
Well, have you been invited to this event? Are you on the guest list?
Well, no, but I mean, just a, you know.
Well, are you a Gold Club member?
Gold Club member? No.
No. Then you cannot stay here. You are not invited here. You have to go away.
Oh, but just a quick...
No, you have to go away. You have to go now, or I'm afraid I'll have to call security and have you removed.
Oh, thanks very much. Right, okay, well, so I couldn't see through the gates. I couldn't get through the gates. And I certainly wasn't invited through the gates. I had to go away. The firm message I got up there in Supercan wasn't really super at all, really. It was keep out. The owners of those mansions certainly seem to believe in the old adage that good fences make good neighbors. And actually, the world is full of gates that bar the way to us and keep us on the outside, isn't it? Like the Gold Club members' lounge at the airport, which only the wealthier can afford, or the gates to the exclusive gold-priced beach clubs on the Croisette. Or what if I walked up to the gates of Buckingham Palace in London and rang the doorbell? What if I asked to see the king? Hi, just a quick minute with the king, please. Is that okay? Now, they're hardly going to open up those big gates for a commoner like me, are they? Because in the eyes of the world, I'm nobody special. And I'm sure the king is much too preoccupied to just let the likes of me through his gates. So many gates exclude us. Because this world is based on hierarchies. We are constantly being rank ordered. Do you know what? The world measures our merit, our worth, our value as people in terms of how much money or beauty or fame or popularity or knowledge or qualifications or rank or status that we have. So if we don't measure up in some way, oh dear. Well, we're not invited through many of the gates in life. But let's look at a different gate. This one is not a literal gate, as we've already established. It's a metaphorical gate. And it's in John chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. Now, Jesus says several times in this passage, "I am the gate." But what does that actually mean? Well, Jesus is excellent at meeting people where they're at. And everyone he's talking to in this passage at this time would have been very familiar with the agricultural world of shepherds and shepherding and sheep. So he uses this image to help them understand his crucially important message. You see, being a shepherd was a very common trade back then, because no flock ever grazed without a shepherd to watch over it. And the shepherd was never off duty. Out in the pasture lands, the shepherds would build sheep pens, something like this, so that the sheep would have somewhere safe to go at night. Now, these sheep pens, they didn't actually have a gate at all, as you can see. There was just a single opening in the gates. One single opening. The shepherd himself would lie down in the gateway at night. He became the gate himself. In the only opening in the pen, the shepherd was the gate. So, using metaphorical language, Jesus calls himself the gate to the sheep pen. "Very truly, I tell you," he says in verse 7, "I am the gate for the sheep." Now, sheep represent you and me. This one looks a bit dazed. I'm going to put the sheep here. That's you and me. And the sheep pen in here, on the other side of the gate, that represents the kingdom of God. So what Jesus is actually saying with this metaphor is that for us to enter into the kingdom of God and be made right with God and spend now and eternity with God, we have to go through this gateway, who is Jesus Christ himself. Now, Celia here has a placard, bless her little heart, and every time she stands up and holds it up, I want us all to shout out what's on it. Can you do that for Celia? Great. Right, Celia, go for it. That's your first go. Let's go. Hold it up high. Now, what do wise sheep do?
Go to the gate.
Thank you, Celia. You may be seated. Okay, but why do we need to go through the gate that is Jesus, you might ask? Well, because folks were like lost sheep. Many of us are just wandering through life, easily distracted, easily influenced by the wrong things. We might not think we're lost right now because things might be going really well, but I'm afraid we humans really are just like silly sheep. Sooner or later, we're going to need our shepherd to save us from whatever thorns we've got ourselves tangled up in. And sheep often don't think too much either. They just follow the sheep in front, who's probably lost too. Humans just don't have it in them to do this life without divine guidance. Jesus was sent by God to make sure that we find our way back to our Heavenly Father, because in our natural state, we've wandered away from our Father and Creator God. We're lost creatures, and we need to be found by Him. And we need to go through the gate because we need protection in a dangerous world. Sheep are in danger of falling into big holes. Have you ever fallen into a big hole in your life? Sheep are vulnerable to poachers and predators. Now, this does look like a cute, fluffy wolf, but actually it's very dangerous. Evil predator. Okay. There's plenty of things want to fleece the sheep. Attack them. Life is often dangerous. But when we're in the sheep pen, inside the pen, inside the kingdom of God, His love and His boundaries protect us both from our own bad choices and from external dangers. And Jesus, the all-powerful Son of God Almighty, He's standing in the gateway. And He's never off duty. Just like a good shepherd. He will never nod off to sleep and leave you alone in times of trouble. He's always beside you. Trials and difficulties may come, but nothing will ever steal you out of Jesus' hand or destroy you. If you come into the sheep pen, you're always under His protective and skillful hand. Because when we're on Jesus' side of the gate, we are safe and secure, and we get rest and peace and protection from a dangerous world. And we also need to go through the gate because we sheep, we belong to the Good Shepherd, Jesus. Every one of us was deliberately created by God as His beloved child. Nobody is created by accident. And God has put Jesus, the Good Shepherd, in charge of us, His lambs. Verse 3 says He calls His own sheep by name and leads them out. There are over 8 billion people on this planet, and yet your own name and the exact person that you are is intimately known and infinitely precious to Jesus. He knows the desires of our hearts, our pain, our disappointments. But He's calling to you personally and individually. How does that make you feel? Real life sheep recognize the voice of their shepherd and they'll follow only Him. Verse 4 says, when He has brought out all His own, He goes ahead of them and His sheep follow Him because they know His voice. So real life followers of Christ know the voice of their shepherd too, Jesus, and they'll follow only Him. Folks, the shepherd always walked in front of and led the sheep. He didn't drive them by force from behind. The shepherd-sheep relationship represents the master-disciple relationship that Jesus wants with us. He'll never force us, but if we choose to have a real relationship with Him, then we'll know when we hear something that's wrong, and we won't follow it. The sheep trust, follow, and belong to the Good Shepherd. And we need to go through the gate. And friends, this is the most important reason. Jesus is the only gateway to salvation. What does salvation mean? Well, it means to be saved from the darknesses both in the world and in ourselves, to be renewed and regenerated in this life and to live for eternity in the presence of God after we die as well. Now, there's only one way to be saved, and that's through Jesus. Jesus is not a backup plan or a part of a range of other options. Jesus is not a way. He's the way. Jesus clearly tells us that he is the only gateway to God. He says, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. And we don't get to heaven by being really nice people or taking a buffet approach to religion. Okay, so I'll take a little bit of Buddhism here, a wee bit of Hinduism. I'll have a modest slice of Christianity on the side, please. A bit of New Age philosophy here in the middle, and throw in a few crystals in my horoscope, just for good measure. No. Jesus is very clear. We only get to God through Jesus alone. We have to reject everything else. There's only one opening into the sheep pen, and to get in there, we have to go through the gate, who is Jesus. Celia, what do wise sheep do? Okay, so what would stop us from going through the gate? Well, one of the devil's most effective strategies is by telling people he doesn't exist. But he does. And he'll do everything in his power to stop people from following the call of Jesus and going through that gate and into the safety of God's kingdom. He will use people and things to distract and discourage us from passing through to safety. He wants us for himself so that he can destroy us. Verse 10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. And in verse 8, Jesus says again, all who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. Specifically talking about the Pharisees to the people in this passage, but it applies to any false religions or teachings. We can't listen to them because they're like thieves who want to poach us away from Jesus and get us lost down the wrong path. Who we choose to follow, friends, will have eternal consequences. And what else stops us from going through the gate? Well, our own human pride. Thinking we're superior, higher, better than other people. We think we're clever enough to do it all by ourselves. The world will certainly tell us that we need to be in charge. We need to be the masters of our own ship of life. Some people don't go through the gate because they wrongly think that Jesus will restrict them or control them, and they just want to do things their own way. Don't forget that the very first and most deadly human mistake was in the Garden of Eden, and it was pride. And the devil used it to bring about the downfall of man. Jesus' gateway is small and narrow. We have to make a conscious decision to go for it, aim for his gate. You pick the broad road at the side, the broad road of the world, and you're not going to pass through. And you can't have one foot on either side of the gateway either. You're either all in for Jesus or you're all out. Jesus is pleading for us to come through the gate to him. Do not be pulled away from it. Because Celia, what do wise sheep do? You're getting better as we go along. Well done. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to go through the gate, but how do we go through the gate? Well, it's really simple. We just need to humble ourselves enough to admit to God that we mess up at times. People get all squirmy and fidgety when you use the word sin. Ooh, that's a biblical word. That's for you Christian people. But actually, the word sin, very simply, it's just an old archery term. And it means to miss the target. When we sin in biblical terms, we miss God's target because he has a perfect plan for us. He wants us dead center to his plan, but we're shooting all over the place. Our Heavenly Father wants the absolute best for us. So how do we get through the gate? We tell God that we're tired of missing the mark in our lives. We don't want to do it our way anymore. We declare that we believe in his son, Jesus. We accept that he died on the cross to take away our sins. And we say that we want him to come into our lives. We want to follow our shepherd. And friends, you don't need to wait until you have every little detail of Christianity figured out in your head. You don't have to wait until every single one of your theological questions is answered. Just make love your number one goal in life. Love for God, love for each other, and love for our enemies. And Jesus will help you figure out the other stuff later. If you haven't already done it, make that leap of faith today. Leap through the gate. Celia, what do wise sheep do? Okay, so what if we've already gone through the gate? Well, now you're part of God's kingdom forever. Your salvation can never be lost, can never be taken away. You have found the pasture. Now, the pasture looks much better than this, but this is God's kingdom. You'll be in the pasture of verse 9. Jesus contrasts with the constant yearnings and naggings and hankerings of our soul in the world. He says in verse 10, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. When we're with our shepherd, we'll be full sheep. We're contented, we're safe, we're flourishing and thriving in our lives. In the pasture, we should be loving God and loving each other really well. And we have to remember, friends, that we didn't get there by following religious rules. We didn't even get into the pasture by coming to church every Sunday. We only got into God's kingdom by coming through Jesus. We're not on Jesus' side of the gate because we found a religion, but because we found a relationship with him. And while we're still on earth, we remember that we might lose our health, our wealth, our security, our friends. Bad things will come. But Jesus will give us everything we need to go through, and he'll ultimately keep us safe. We remember that this world, folks, it's all going to pass away one day. But those in the pasture will never pass away. And we're going to spend eternity in God's new heaven and earth. And in the pasture, we must never think of ourselves as superior. The sheep who have already passed through the gate and the sheep who have not, they're equally loved by Jesus. There's no hierarchy in God's heart. And folks, we have to remember that we cannot bring people by force. We can't pull anybody through the gate. There's loads of people I wish I could, but I can't. People have to make the choice of their own free will. Come to Jesus and he will bring them through the gate. But we should keep talking about Jesus. We should keep encouraging people in their faith. And we should keep praying that they will hear the shepherd's voice calling them and ask to go through the gate themselves. So friends, let's remember today, the gates of the world may exclude us, but the gate that is Jesus Christ is open to all. You don't need to be a VIP of this world, because you're already a VIP to Jesus. You don't need money or beauty or fame or popularity or knowledge or qualifications or rank or status to pass through his gate. You just have to give him your heart. He's standing at the entrance. He's welcoming us in. With Jesus, it's never keep out. It's come in. You're invited. You are on the guest list. Now, I may not be a Gold Club member of this world, but I am a God Club member of this world and the next. And that membership will never expire. Jesus is saying to us, I love you. You belong to me. Come into my pasture and live a full and satisfied real life of purpose. God considers us so worthwhile that he sent Jesus to die on a cross for us, to take away the sins of the world, opening up the gate for us to enter into his kingdom. The kings of this world may be too preoccupied to let me through their gates. But Jesus, he has a different crown. He's the King of heaven and earth and of all eternity. And he's only occupied with us. He's done everything for us, and he calls us through the gate. Celia, what do wise sheep do? Bless you, Celia. Thank you so much. A round of applause for Celia. Thank you, Patrick, for coming.